Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. She's been busy making snow angels, but she joins us right now on the phone lines. It's Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. The winter weather. What do you think of this, Sydney?
I know, Jamie. It looks like we are in store for a ton of snow today. And staying on the theme of snow, this week's recipe is actually called Walnut Snowball Cookies.
I love it. This sounds great. Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so often we may think of baked goods as being lower in nutritional value, but the truth is that many baked goods actually can contain ingredients like walnuts that do have a lot of really great nutrients packed in there. So walnuts and walnut oil are a great source of a heart-healthy fat called omega-3s. And omega-3s are really great for improving our good cholesterol. They contribute to our brain health, and they also have been involved in research for their anti-inflammatory effects as well. So to make these walnut snowball cookies, first you're going to add 1.5 cups of flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of ground walnut, 1/2 cup of walnut oil, and you can find walnut oil right beside the other oils in the grocery store. A bit of vanilla and some salt to a large mixing bowl. Just mix that with your hands until it's well combined. Then you're going to form little balls with your hands, about a teaspoon in size. Place them on a parchment paper lined baking sheet. Flatten each one with a fork and bake in a 325 degree oven for about 15 to 20 minutes. Remove those from the oven and dust a little bit of powdered sugar on top to give a snow-like appearance. And let them cool and enjoy your walnut snowball cookies while staying warm inside this weekend.
Oh, it sounds perfect. Look forward to posting this one, the recipe of the week. We'll have it, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And it's interesting, you talk about omega-3, how important it is in our lifestyle and in our diet.
Yes, absolutely. Omega-3s, it really is, it's one of those super nutrients out there. It's helpful for so many things in our body. Also great for kids, for brain and eye development as well. Walnuts are one source, but you can also get omega-3s from fatty fish like salmon as well.
Okay. Again, details with Sydney Brennan, and find her on Facebook. Again, it's official. Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario is up and running.
It is. So if you already follow my page, you will notice that the page looks a little bit different, but there's nothing that you have to do. You will continue to follow me. It's just now the page name has changed to Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. So over the next week or so, you're going to see lots of intro posts, just introducing our 8 great dietitians who will now all be posting to my page. You're going to see lots of really great recipes, lots of great food product recommendations, upcoming nutrition events, and more.
Okay, and again, yeah, you can check out the amazing team. There's going to be lots of information on the Facebook page, Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario, including team member introductions with Sydney Brennan. And Sydney, put in a good word for us with your introduction.
Absolutely
will. And of course, we'll share and like it as many times as possible. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian, is there. So a wintry weekend, Sydney, any plans or just going to batten down the hatches?
You know what, Jamie? I think I see a lot of shoveling in my future where I'm located. We're supposed to get up to 35 centimeters of snow today. So I think after some shoveling, I'm going to curl up with a good book and stay inside and stay warm.
Yeah, and enjoy some walnut snowball cookies. Sounds good. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks so much for your time, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody stays warm and has a great weekend.